Okay, so and welcome to a new to another episode, and I have a very special guest, and his name is Roscoe. He is my doggy. Say hello, Roscoe. He's tired. So this episode is about the Springlock failure and the order the games go to match the lore, because I'm making this two different topics, because if I just talk about either or, it's gonna be a very short episode. It's still probably gonna be a very short episode, but still, like, that's all I can think about that to talk about right now. So I'm gonna start with the Springlock failure to explain it. So and how it feels. So when a Springlock failure occurs, the springs in a Springlock contains a spring, a nail, and the spring holds the nail in place. But if moisture, it'll slip, break, and then the nail will go back to its original spot. So that will leave it puncturing almost probably every single part of your body, and leave you suffocating in your blood for several minutes. It's very painful and very, very gruesome, I guess. A pretty gruesome death. And you will be suffering eternally if you are William Afton. So, yeah. So that was the Springlock failure, and now this is the order that the games go to match the lore, and I'll be explaining why. So it starts with FNAF 4, because that took place in 1983, because the crying child got bit and is now in a coma, and because the mind is actually terrible at making up ideas, that it will mix like two topics into one. So the crying child was scared of the animatronics, and he knew what the animatronics looked like. So because of that, that when he got bit and put into a coma, they came out as nightmarish versions of the animatronics. And now the only real one of that game is not Nightmare, because Nightmare, his skin, well, the fabric of it is translucent and transparent, so you can see inside, you can see the endoskeleton, and if you look in his head, you can see a brain. And that's where the theory that William Afton was first trying to make human animatronic hybrids first, until he discovered Remnant, of course. And so then, so there's that. And then it goes to FNAF 2, because in 1983, there was the original animatronics, of course, Fredbear, Spring Bonnie, but there was also Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, Foxy, but not like the ones that you see in FNAF 1. They're different. They were different. So, and those are the Withereds, what are now the Withereds, but they used to be basically the unwithered animatronics were the first Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, Foxy. And so when that, so then they made FNAF 2 Pizzeria, which was FNAF 1 basically, but with those animatronics. And that's where the Bite of 1987 happened. So they got shut down, and then they took the original Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, Foxy and repaired them and replaced some parts to make them into what is now, what was now FNAF 1 animatronics. So there was all that, and then FNAF 3. So in FNAF 3 takes place after FNAF 1, because in the FNAF 1 pizzeria, William Afton dismantled the animatronics, and then they came as the spirits of the missing children to come and kill him, which trapped him in the spring lock suit, spring locking him and leaving him, and then leaving the pizzeria burnt, just on burst into flames, on fire. And so that's when, and then so that's why FNAF 3 is, well, the fourth one. And then comes FNAF Sister Location, which you may try to say no, because Elizabeth got trapped inside Baby in 1983. Well, yes, that's true, but that didn't happen in FNAF Sister Location. It didn't show that. It showed, but she was already possessed by Elizabeth, and there's also Ballora, which is actually William Afton's wife. I forgot to mention that in one of my FNAF lore episodes. Yeah, so that's Ballora's, William Afton's wife. So I don't know how that happened, but that's okay. And then after FNAF 5 comes FNAF 6, because after that happened, Michael does the whole new pizzeria and traps the Blob, Scrap Baby, Afton, and Lefty into the chambers and set them on fire. Of course, he also did it to himself, so from what I know. After that, there's Ultimate Custom Night, because after that, William Afton goes to his own hell and has to face his animatronics, his own creation, basically, forever and ever. That was supposed to be the end, but Steel Wool decided to make FNAF Security Breach, which is the next part of the lore. So he escapes hell, of course, and then comes back as Burn Trap, and so that's basically the order that they came. Not the order that they came out, but the order that matches the lore. And so, yeah. So that's the end of this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Maybe consider a follow. And y'all will hear me bickering about FNAF in the next episode. So, me and my special guest will now say goodbye. So, Roscoe, say bye. Whoa. Okay, so he said bye, and now it's my turn. Bye. See y'all in the next episode.